Julie. Nice to meet you on dear. Hope we could spend a wonderful morning together. And now in the morning, it was 2 hours in the evening.
一天之计在于晨。若琳有个美好的晨间生活，相信您一天的生活都是美好的。
A hard beginning makes a good ending.
常言道，善始善终。
Last time we talked about the sentences of real conditioner, sentences of unreal condition. We've got the following sentences patterns. Number one, if somebody did something, somebody or did something. Number two, if somebody were somebody, somebody or did something. Number three, if somebody were somebody, somebody or did something.
备注，这里 S 是主语的意思， S 是主语英文单词 subject 的首个字母。
I left some translation exercises for you, and I'm about to uncover the answers. Number one,
如果我把头发染成蓝色，大家都会笑话我的。
If I dyed my hair blue, everyone would laugh at me.
点评，这句话是对将来情况的一种假设。主句用 would 加上动词原形，即过去将来时。从句的谓语动词用其过去式。如果我住在办公室附近，我就步行上班。
If I lived near my office, I would walk to work.
点评，这句话是对现在情况的一种假设。主句用 would 加上动词原形，即过去将来时。从句的谓语动词用一般过去式。Number three, 如果你晚上把单车放在外面，有人会偷的。
If you left your bike outside in the evening, someone would steal it.
点评，这句话是对现在情况的一种假设。主句用 would 加上动词原形，即过去将来时。从句的谓语动词用动词的过去式。
This morning, I'd like to tell another sentence pattern used to express something spoken of as impossible to be real. It's just the speaker's subjective wishes or conjectures. It is, if somebody did something, somebody might do something.
这个句式表示对某人将来或是现在做某事的可能性很小，甚至是一点机会也没有。
明知道 June 的这次试验是不会成功的，但是为了不打击 June 的积极性，还是鼓励他说道
If you try it again, you might be successful in it.
如果你再试一次，你将会成功的。 Mary 由于对电脑一窍不通，因此做起事情来比同事们慢得很多。他自言自语道
If I knew how to use a computer inside out, I might save a lot of time.
如果我熟知电脑操作的话，我可能会节约很多时间。
Well, at the end of the program, I would like to leave some exercises for you to do so as to absorb today's lesson. Please translate the following sentences using the sentence pattern if plus 主语 plus did 主语 plus might do. Number one,
如果有可能的话，我或许去美国进修美国文学。备注，我再怎么样努力也挣不到足够去美国进修的钱。
Number two,
如果有可能的话，我可能再体验一次。备注，这项活动一个人只能体验一次。
Number three,
如果我能在明天下午四点钟完成我的工作，我可能会改在明天下午四点钟去你办公室和你见面。备注，说话者心里是明知道明天下午四点钟之前完成不了工作的。好了，上面的答案将在下期的早间课堂揭晓，敬请各位锁定明日的可可早间课堂。
OK, that's enough for now. Thank you for your listening this time. See you next time.
非常感谢您的这次收听，下次再会。
Bye.